we do. We work and we grind and we play.
Let's go! Let's go! Bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
Through 7 days at camp, the bar once again raised on Wednesday by both the offense and defense as we inch ever closer to that first preseason game. Welcome in, everybody, to the Broncos Training Camp Daily. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani. And Phil, we're through 7 days. An off day yesterday. You look refreshed. You look healthy.
I'm refreshed.
How do you think these guys responded after having a day, and just kind of where are we with regards to health moving forward?
You know, I think that Vance Joseph really pushes these guys all through the practice. I mean, we saw them go for about 2 hours today. Vance likes a really physical type of practice. But the good news is we saw a couple of guys that we haven't seen much of during camp so far. We saw Jamal Charles do a little bit more during the team drills during 7-on-7. And we also saw Matt Paradis get out there a little bit more. Of course, he had two hip surgeries this offseason. On the other side of it, we didn't see Ron Leary out there. Coach said that he should be okay, maybe back tomorrow after he's nursing a sore groin. And then we also saw Derek Wolfe a little bit limited out there, but VJ said he's okay too.
Those are the injured guys, but one guy who's looked as healthy as he ever has ever looked, Von Miller.
Yeah, Von is having a tremendous camp, but what else are you going to expect from this guy? And we heard a lot about his workouts that he's done this offseason, but we saw him after practice yesterday run about 14 sprints right up the berm where the fans had left.
Weight vest.
With a weight vest on. So you could tell that Von is motivated, and he looks like he's probably in the best shape I've ever seen him.
You went out and got a workout.
Yeah, I got one in with him. My legs look about the same size as Von, so no problem. No problem for me.
We could never compare to what Von Miller is doing this offseason with regards to his training and his health. And he said today he's drawing some inspiration from some of the greats.
Every single day when we get a break, you know, I go work. You know, I'm not, you know, going home or, you know, going to get lunch or taking a break. You know, I'm here at the facility all day. You know, all the time that I get, I like to take advantage of it, whether it's the walkthrough time or, you know, the weight room time or, you know, lunch time. I like to take advantage of every single minute that I got and, you know, really just try to transfer that into my game. And I feel like all the greats, you know, did that. You know, DeMarcus did that. He stayed, you know, extra, did some at work. Peyton did that.
If you're following the DeMarcus Ware, Peyton Manning blueprint, you're probably going to be okay.
You're on a good path right there. Yeah.
So Vaughn, one of the leaders on that defense. It's a very deep defensive core, I should say. And two of the guys that are making a name for themselves this training camp, Justin Simmons and Will Parks.
Yeah, I think that we already knew their names, especially after that New Orleans game last season. But gosh, Justin Simmons and Will Parks have been having a great camp there. Two of the backup secondary guys. But like Justin Simmons said today, they're always one play away from being starters in case anything happened to T.J. Ward or Darian Stewart. So do you want those guys, you know, developing? And I think that their instincts, their football instincts, which is what you're really looking for a safety, you know, Steve Atwater had some pretty good instincts. We've seen those guys' instincts develop this camp.
I think that both of them have been like brothers. They said as much today. And when you've got a brother by your side, getting to that next level becomes that much easier.
It's literally like my brother. You know, I come to him about everything, you know, both on and off the field. He comes to me with everything. And so it's good, you know, that I know I can trust in him as far as, you know, studying the plays and really relying on him, especially when we're out there. I mean, it makes our chemistry that much stronger as we're able to, you know, to play off each other and to make sure, like I said, you know, we're right there with Stu and TJ. I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
No, we're like best brothers. We're on the field at the same time on most times. So, you know, when we're out there, you know, it's a 1-2 sync. You know, if he's wrong, you know, I'll correct him. And if I'm wrong, he'll correct me. You know, if he has trouble with the playbook, you know, I help him, and vice versa. So, I mean, if Juan's offbeat, then you know, we're both off. But, you know, we're doing a pretty good job as far as diagnosing plays and being in the same system.
So Parks and Simmons have both been around the ball a lot. We saw Will Parks today get a pass breakup. Simmons already in campus had a couple of INTs. So two guys who are making an impact right away, making things tough for the offense, though. It seems like they go back and forth each day.
Yeah, it was an up-and-down day for the quarterbacks today. I thought that Paxton Lynch came out really firing, had a nice throw down the sideline for a touchdown early on. But then he had a pick late with Aqib Talib, picked him off during a 2-minute drill on a 4th-and-2. On the other side, I saw Trevor Siemian come out, really had one of his most difficult stretches of practice to start today. But then he came back and bounced back. So really, it seems like we talk about this all the time, is this up and down, up and down. And it doesn't seem like it's just a quarterbacks, but that's the spot that we're noticing.
Yeah, head coach Vance Joseph talked about as much today, saying, you know what? The ups and downs are going to make this team better.
I think every player is going through some of that in training camp. Obviously, the quarterback's the big discussion. But every player, if you grade the film, has had good plays and bad plays. But the quarterback's bad plays, you know, everyone sees him and it's an interception. That's the position. But I'm okay with that because we're learning, we're teaching, and we're competing.
Back now with our Broncos insider, Steve Atwater. And Steve, we're talking Atwater's A-list as we do every single day. The best players from training camp, the guys that caught your eye on the offensive side, who do we got?
You know, today on Atwater's A-list, all through practice, I was watching Paxton Lynch. He had a great practice up until about the midway point, and I saw things break down a little bit for him. So I had to go with Emmanuel Sanders. Emmanuel Sanders has really had a great camp all along. We could have selected him for any of the previous 5 days. If you see him on the field, you'll see him jumping up. You'll see his great vertical and also his concentration to catch the ball. In addition to that, he interacts with the crowds on the hill, and the people love that. So Emmanuel Sanders is my guy for today.
Emmanuel Sanders, as you mentioned, has had a great camp. He goes up against that no-fly zone every single day. We see him out there making very impressive catches, and he said that no-fly zone is one of the reasons he's had such a good camp.
You see, every training camp is me and Talib and me and Chris. We always go at it. That's no-fly zone, and guess what? I got a jet, a private jet. I'm trying to fly. And sometimes they blow my plane out the sky, and sometimes I fly good. And I'm looking down on them like, hey, I'm flying up here. Y'all can't stop me. So,
all right, Steve, so back in your training camp days, were you making any of those wide receivers better?
Well, I don't know about that, but I can certainly say going up against Ry Smith and Eddie McCaffrey, they certainly made me a better player.
Fair enough, fair enough. Now for Atwater's A-lister on the defense, who do we have today?
On the defensive side of the ball, Atwater's A-list today, we have Brandon Marshall, inside linebacker. Brandon's in his sixth year. He's worked his way up from the practice squad. He's a leader not only on the field but also in the film room. Guys look up to him. And today he had a beautiful interception that he returned for a touchdown. So today, Brandon Marshall, Atwater's A-list defensive player.
Coming from a guy who knows a lot about picking off some passes, Steve Atwater, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being here. If you want to hear more from Steve, make sure to tune in to Orange and Blue Radio 1 to 3 p.m. during training camp, as well as on the iHeartMedia app. That's 760, also on your AM dial. Now, as we've been mentioning all week long, we've seen plenty of famous faces out here, from the MMQB's Peter King to Ian Rappaport from NFL Network, and another man who is a colleague of Rappaport's, Charlie Casserly, caught up with our own Phil Milani.
Catching up here with NFL Network's Charlie Casserly. Charlie, a lot of expectations for the Raiders in the AFC West. What do you think about this Denver Broncos team?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is the best division in football, because you look at, you know, who's the fourth place team? Well, they're all good teams. I mean, San Diego the Chargers have gotten better. Denver's gotten better. So I'd say this, the defense is the best defense in the division. Offensively, got a lot of questions. You know, is that rebuilt offensive line going to be good enough to get the running game going? Well, the running back's going to stay healthy. Who's your quarterback going to be? I mean, we know what Simeon can do. Do you go with Lynch at this point in time? So too many questions on offense. I've got to say Kansas City and the Raiders are the best two teams in the division. The Raiders should win the division.
You mentioned those two quarterbacks. Paxton Lynch is a first-round pick. As a former GM, what's it like to sit there and watch your first-round pick go through a QB competition?
Well, you have to understand the offense he's coming out of. He wasn't going to be ready to play last year. He may not be ready to play this year. I know they want to get him on the field, and that's the dilemma, because can he have a master enough of the offense to make you competitive out there that he can be successful? So I think there's a line in there that you have to find. There is no great answer. It's much too early in camp to make that decision. There's going to be a little bit of leap of faith, I think, if you go with him, because Simeon certainly will be ahead of him, maybe ahead of him in the eyes of the players in the locker room too. But I would expect Lynch to play at some point. He has an immense amount of talent.
Okay, well, it's pretty early in training camp, like you mentioned. Speaking of training camp, we're always lucky when you stop by, but you're bouncing around everywhere. What is this time of year like for you?
Well, it's exciting. It's my 41st year doing this, okay? So I've been to a lot of training camps, but I love it. You know, you get out and see practice, you get out and see people, and that's what you want to do. It helps you prepare, and you're better prepared for the season when you talk about the Broncos or the Redskins or the Texans, who I've been to, and I got the Jets and Giants to finish up this week. So, no, I love coming out. It's fun. Still fun.
All right, Charlie. Well, good luck the rest of the way, and it's a pleasure. Thanks for catching up with us.
Hey, thanks for having
me. Our thanks to Charlie Casserly for taking some time with us. And now for a man who always has the GM's mindset, Andrew Mason. Mace, we've been talking position battles all camp long, and today we're looking at left tackle.
Yeah, and it's been very interesting because it changed a bit today. The first 5 days of practice, you had Garrett Bowles and Tyson Brailo alternating first team reps. Today, it was Garrett Bowles and Donald Stevenson. Vance Joseph saying he wants Donald Stevenson to get a look there, thought that Donald Stevenson has played well. He was working at right tackle behind Menelik Watson the first 5 days. And Vance Joseph was careful in the first 5 days when he talked about the left tackle competition. He would always say, don't forget Donald Stevenson was always putting him in the mix. And so now Stevenson clearly has a shot there and was spelling Garrett Bowles every other series. So it's a little bit more wide open now. Sombrello working on the left side, but Joseph likes what he's seen from Donald Stevenson. It's been a good camp for him so far, and Stevenson's one of those guys that's fighting for a job, and he's responded well.
How much is versatility going to factor into these position battles, whether it be tackle to guard, guard to center? How important is versatility going to be with Coach Vance Joseph?
It's absolutely essential, because if you're not one of those starting five guys, you've got to be able to play multiple spots. With Donald Stevenson, you know, he's been working at right tackle, and today he's working at left tackle. So if you can handle both of those spots, you've got a chance, if you're not a starter, to be that swing backup, and that gives you a chance to have a roster spot. You can look at the interior spots as well. Connor McGovern, he's been working a lot at center in place of Matt Paradis. Well, Matt Paradis was back on the field in team reps for a handful of snaps today, but when Paradis was at center, Connor McGovern was working at right guard with Ron Leary down, so good for Connor McGovern to get those snaps at the other spot as well. You know, as they say, the more you can do. And on the offensive line, when you usually only have seven guys active on game day, you need those backups to be able to play as many spots as possible. Versatility, if you're not a starter, is what's going to get you on the 53-man roster.
Receiving high praise from Andrew Mason, very important. But Matt Paradis also had high praise for Connor McGovern.
Connor's done an amazing job. Yeah, he stepped in center. He barely played at all last year, and he's making the calls. He's dialed on the offense. He's not messing up. He's doing like very well. I've been very impressed with him. I thought he was doing fine last year. You know, sometimes it just takes a year. I was the same way. I had a practice squad year, so I don't know. I thought he played well last year too, but that's just sometimes the way it goes.
All right, Mace, now for the position battle that is a constant topic on this show, the quarterbacks. It looked like Paxton Lynch started out hot, then struggled. Trevor Siemian started out slow, but then picked it up. It's kind of in the story every single day.
Yeah, it seems like, except for a couple of days for each quarterback, they haven't been able to string together an entire day. You hit the nail right on the head when you described their days as Paxton starting off fast, finishing slow, and Trevor Siemian vice versa. I thought Paxton Lynch, halfway through practice, I think I tweeted out, hey, this is the best he's played since last Friday, and then hit the skids, really a bad interception to close the day and move the ball when he kind of locked in on Emmanuel Sanders on a slant route. You don't want to see that, and Aqib Talib was able to really easily read the play and jump on it and get the pick. And then Trevor Siemian closing strongly after a really bad start, misfired on a bunch of throws early in team period reps, but then at the end hitting Jordan Taylor for back-to-back throws and move the ball to get the offense into scoring range. So a good rebound from him, but again, consistency. Now, as Vance Joseph said, there's been inconsistency all over the roster, but you want to see more consistency from the quarterbacks than you've been seeing. And so now we're six practices in. It's still something of a concern for these guys, and that's why you have not seen separation and why they're going to continue to split first-team reps.
There's no ups or downs with the man to my left. He keeps it consistent at a high level. Mace, we appreciate your time. If you want to hear more from Mace, though, all week long, 3 to 7 on Orange and Blue Radio. That is 760 on your AM dial and the iHeart Media app. Back now with Phil Milani. And Phil, tomorrow, a very special guest coming to Broncos camp.
Yeah, that's right. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will be in town. He's going to have a town hall meeting. Pretty cool deal. John Elway will be up on stage with him, as well as our own Steve Atwater, plus Von Miller, a couple of other Broncos players. And we'll have that streamed live right here on DenverBroncos.com starting right around 12:30.
Yep, that's tomorrow. But right now, we're going to have Emmanuel Sanders mic'd up. You were on that wire today.
Yeah, really cool. You heard earlier in the show from Emmanuel Sanders that no-fly zone bite there. A whole lot of that during practice today.
Emmanuel Sanders' son even signing some autographs. So
Swaggy P.
Plenty of stuff to look forward to in that segment. But for now, we bid you goodbye. For Phil Milani, I am Matt Boyer. Here is Emmanuel Sanders mic'd up at Broncos camp.
What's up, man? You're a great coach, Tyke. You know that? You're greatness. You deserve to be in the Hall of Fame someday. If we get in, you should get in.
Let's go. Let's go, man.
Let's go.
Hey, that's, hey, boy, I thought you about to pick that. Every time you stop, even on a stop route. Boom, boom, boom. That's a beautiful catch. Oh! Grab my face mask. Yeah, he grabbed my face mask. Though. That's why I tried to sell the goat. But in the process of selling that house, of me doing like this, it allowed him.
You see, every training camp is me and Talib, and me and Chris, we always go at it. That's no fly zone, and guess what? I got a jet, a private jet. I'm trying to fly. And I'm looking down on him like, hey, I'm flying up here. Y'all can't stop me. So.
Yeah, he's scared. He better be. I've been toasting him all camp. You want the post or you want the ball? I say Cole. What kind of question is that? Good job, Cody. There we go. I play with him, man. We play in Texas High School All-Star Game. Were you the MVP? Hey, want a stretch? Want a stretch? Come on. Switch it up.
What else on three? One, two, three.
What
else?
Yeah.
Hey, you want
you want his autograph?
Yeah. Can I do
here. Sanders. Sign his helmet for him. Sign it. Just wiggle. Just wiggle. Put your signature on there. Just go. Draw something. Write something. Just go. Give it back to him.
Here. Can I have your towel?
Here, just do this. Do this. There you go.
Thank you.